Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio here on UMFM. You can check us out at steelbeltedradio.com. You can give me a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Drop me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter, whatever it takes. We like to tell you about the shows coming up. And here's a band, you know, we don't play them a lot here on the show and probably shouldn't. But I love them to bits. They're the first Winnipeg band that I ever really got absolutely obsessive about. I saw them once opening for somebody. I think it might have been The Pursuit of Happiness at Le Rendezvous or something like that. And I just couldn't believe how great they were and that I'd never heard of them before. Also saw them almost every year at Sunfest. I think they played every year except maybe that last one. And I think I went almost every year except for that last one. And I've seen them a whole bunch of times since then. They called it quits for a while. And then came back and, mostly just for kicks here and there. They usually play in town once a year. Last year they played in town. I was out of town. Couldn't make it to the show. It hurt me, deeply, but luckily they recorded it and it's being released officially tomorrow. Their brand new Live in Winnipeg record. It's Winnipeg's own The Watchmen. And they're just so great live, and I'm very excited to be going to see them again on Saturday night at the Big Walker Theater. It's going to be a good time. And if you hadn't heard, they just added an opening act, and it's a bit of a weird musical pairing, but adds a bit of star power and a bit of intrigue. This guy just won a Juno on the weekend. And this will be his triumphant homecoming performance. Now, he's also got a big homecoming performance on the 28th of April at the West End alongside Scott Nolan. And I've been told that tickets are flying out the door for that since he won the Juno. So you might want to pick yours up quick. I might want to pick mine up quick, too. So pick me one up if you're going there. Or I could just, stop being such an idiot and pay the $3 ticket fee online. I don't know why I'm getting so mad about paying the ticket fees that I'll go out of my way. I'll miss shows if I can't avoid the ticket fee. I should shut up now. William Prince. We'll hear one off of his Juno Award-winning record. And I just got to hear that other single that came out last summer. And maybe we'll play you one or two from The Watchmen. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Takes so much to be marveled in this day and age. Every road has been followed, every mistake's been made. But there's a lot to be desired, and I find myself inside memories still alive just behind my eyes. Seems the more I go, leaving home, looking for what I need's been buried in my soul. 'Cause I never heard a song sung quite like Elvis. Not much beats the sound of the pouring rain. And there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless. So there's this voice inside, terrified, plagued with pride, resonating, sounding like my own. Then piece by piece, so suddenly no subtleties, your beauty, it can bring me to my knees. 'Cause I never heard a song sung quite like Elvis. Now much beats the sound of the pouring rain, and there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless. I'm always wishing on the times we had, wishing I could get you back. I'm always wishing on the times we had, wishing I could get you back. I'm gonna get you back. 'Cause I never heard a song sung quite like Elvis. Not much beats the sound of the pouring rain, and there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. And I can't help but see you again. Now you never see the sunrise too many times. Fall asleep with you under the northern lights, and there's something in your touch leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless. Truth be key to freedom and bind you to the path that holds the line. We're the reason that the seven sins and teachings, each one can wait the other out. Life is two wolves, good and evil. Who you feeding? Tell me, are you in or are you out? Oh, be honest and honor each other. Don't make a promise that you'll have to break. Have forgiveness when there's only hatred. Stand up for good, for goodness sake. And may your mind be vast like the ocean. Salvage the lesson from each storm you survive, and let honesty lead you across the sea. Forever keep you on the current that carries the light. And in this world that's growing older faster, humility will keep your spirit young. When you're looking far into the future, don't forget how far you've already come. Respect be the law by which you're driven. 'Cause respect, it gets earned, it ain't given. To our brothers and sisters, born with two spirits, may you find the courage to reconcile.
in this world that's growing on the faster. Humility will keep your spirit young when you're looking far into the future. Don't forget how far you've already come. Let truth be key to freedom and bind you to the path that holds the light.
never the hero of the soft parade. Oh. And I asked and I said to you, I'm sorry for this. Saw you pick up a needle by the handle today. And I asked and I begged you to be sorry for this. Make up your face. Don't try to replace. I'll run quite a bit farther than you've ever been. I never thought. Saw it that day underneath your clothes, and I'm sorry I looked at it. Long days alone.
That's pretty, isn't it? I just love that one. And I'll send that out to my my mentor, my inspiration to get into radio, Howard Manshine. I remember he particularly liked those last couple of tracks on that record. If the world is fair, Howard will be doing the intro tomorrow, or not tomorrow, on Saturday at the Big Walker Theater. I wasn't there last year. I think he did it last year too, but the year before when they played there, he gave one of the greatest introductions I think I've ever seen. It was just so passionate and powerful, and it just it made me proud of old Howard. You know, he used to be terrified to get up on stage, probably still is, but he just knocked it out of the park there, man. I kind of miss hanging out with Howard. One of those things we were talking the other day, me and the boys were talking the other day about, kind of doing things that you always meant to do. I guess I got to somehow get Howard back down here one of these days. That's something I always wanted to do. If you know Howard, you ask him, because I'm terrified too, if he'd ever come down here again. I miss those days. Anyway, that was Soft Parade there from their last album, Slow Motion, many years ago. About to change tomorrow when the official release date of their new live record comes. And you can pick up a copy on limited edition vinyl. The vinyl edition's only got like 8 songs on it, but you get, along with it, you get the full download. It's like 21 songs or something, which is pretty cool. So I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of that. Their first vinyl release, I think. Before that, from the album McLaren Furnace Room, which just it just rocked my world in the early 90s. I just I had that thing on such constant repeat in my car. It was the soundtrack to my youth, that thing. And I love that band. Must Be Free. I'd love to hear some McLaren Furnace Room tracks if anybody's got any pull. See what you can do for me on Saturday night. Last I checked, still tickets available, which is kind of weird because normally they sell that place right out. So, you know, you should head on over to the Ticket Bastard and get yourself a ticket. We heard a couple from opener William Prince in there. His song Seven, which came out last year, and from his Juno Award-winning record, Earthly Days, we heard Breathless, and he'll be opening the show along with his buddy, Scott Nolan, on Saturday night. Bit of a weird, you know, you assume they're going to be kind of acoustic and stripped down kind of thing, opening for a big rock band. It seems a little weird, but I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Anywho. All right, so today is an unfortunate anniversary for two reasons. Last year, the world lost the great Merle Haggard on his birthday, for goodness sake. Worst birthday ever. Guy dies on his birthday, and we miss him still. You know, Merle's songs, they're going to be all right. They're in good hands. I don't think we need to pay tribute to Merle as much. Because people are going to be singing Merle Haggard songs for the rest of time. I'm absolutely convinced about that. A bigger tragedy for me happened in 2011, 6 years ago. It just it tore me apart a little bit. We lost a guy named John Bottomley, British Columbia songwriter. He released an album called Blackberry many years ago, also in the early 90s. And that thing is just, it's honestly one of my favorite records of all time. It's just one of those records I've never found anyone ever who didn't like that record. You don't have to love it, but I've never found anybody who didn't at least like it. You know, it's one of those records I can put on at a house concert or whatever, and I know everybody's ears are going to perk up a little bit just because it's so damn good. We're going to play some stuff off of Blackberry as well as his final record in this set. And I do actually have an extra copy of Blackberry to give away. If anybody doesn't have a copy of John Bottomley's Blackberry and you feel like it's missing from your life, maybe you don't even know how much you're missing out on. Stay tuned to this set. You can always give me a call, 204-269-8636 during this set, or drop me an email, jeff@telebandandgohome.com. I'd love to get it into the right hands. Anyways, I want to play you something right now. I just found this today on the Google Play. I had no idea it was there. It's this collection of songs which I had I knew about, but I couldn't find a copy of it anywhere. It's called The Mountain Hammered. It's unreleased songs, live songs, and demos. And there is some absolutely outstanding stuff on here. I'd love to play this for you and a bunch of things. But I'll start with this. This is an outtake from his first record, Library of the Sun, which is just a tremendous record as well. And the fact that this didn't make the record, it just shocks me because it's so great. So here's something from the late, great John Bottomley, song called Tomorrow from the Mountain Hammered Volume 2 on Steel Belt the Radio.
Where are you gonna be tomorrow? Pendulum. It's gonna make you rust. Frank's got a trigger in his tongue, ring like gold. Chain of lines is dancing on a tombstone. It's gonna ring like gold. 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 Ring, 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 ring like gold. Gonna ring like gold. Ring, 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 ring like gold. It's gonna ring like gold.
A 1, 2, 3.
silver-lined parcels of butterflies. As freedom ring those bells of freedom, I'm shaken by time lies a kingdom. Into the belly of a whale, divine thrill of a reaching sail. Darkness blooms and darkness sings. It's travel by dark feet and dark wings. One more candle in the dark. 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 Memory of the memory of the future, the memory of the future. Rivers of truth in the wild west wind. In every seed and every stem, a giant throne for a creature. Secret spirit, secret flower.
summer flowers. It was the rarest bloom. And when the feeling comes, drawn up on the fisherman, for the shadow
the title track to an album that should have been a sort of a triumphant return. He had been kind of absent from the music scene for a while and put out this record, and I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful record. 2010, this thing came out. That's the title track, The Healing Dream. Sadly, he was gone less than a year later, and I've felt the loss ever since. He's just an unbelievable talent, and quite the interesting spirit. You listen to his records. There's a lot in there, and I noticed that you can get a lot of them on iTunes. I don't know why I never really looked there, but there's a bunch of great ones on there, including Blackberry. We heard a couple of songs before that, and that record is just it's an unbelievable thing, produced by Colin Linden and that other guy whose name I always forget. We heard Candle in the Dark and Long Way to Go from that record. That is essential listening, I would say. And a couple from the Mountain Hammered Volume 2, a couple of unreleased leftover things. We heard a T-Bone Burnett mix of a song called Ring Like Gold. When you got T-Bone Burnett in your corner, you think things are going to happen. But I don't know why. I guess they kind of did, because that album, Songs from the Ornamental Hermits, led to Blackberry. So I guess something did happen. Ring Like Gold there, and Tomorrow, a leftover from his first record, Library of the Sun. We're going to sign out here right away. I hope that Terry's going to be here right away for Venus Envy. Punks and Parkas is always a good listen after that. And then Ultrasonic Film. I believe James is talking about horror movies tonight, and I think Amanda's going to come by and talk about that, and that'll be fun, so tune in for that. And tune in for me, if you feel like more, on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., tell the band to go home. Next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio will return. Check out steelbeltedradio.com, and stay tuned for some great stuff here still to come. Thanks for being here.